We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, blessed greetings and love, Ghost Wave. How you guys doing, man? Welcome to Bob Radio.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having us.
Doing well, man. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Well, this is Ghost Wave. They're coming here from Florida. They transplant some transplants. We got some new reggae band here in San Diego, like USA-based type of reggae, all right? Mm-hmm. So we got Carlos with us, and we got Sam with us. What's going on, you guys? How you guys feeling?
Man, we couldn't feel better, man. We couldn't feel better. We're here at 94.9 with Carlos Culture, man.
Feeling good.
Well, right,
man.
On.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. Well, it's great to have you guys here, all right? So where's Ghost Wave coming from? What's going on with you guys? What's the story? Why did you move here from South Florida to San Diego? What's the story?
Okay, I actually met Sam here, you know.
In California?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and what happened was, you know, with that whole move was, you know, I love all my South Florida people. Miami, West Palm, I love you guys so much.
Sounds like an apology.
I love you guys, you know. But I think for anybody that's really serious about their career in music, you have to go to where it's happening, man.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
Right.
You know, and everybody knows that California embraces that sound so much. And since I've been here, I just want to say, thank you, California. Wow. You know.
Yeah, so. Man. So how'd you guys get started as a band? What was your motivation? Who were your influences?
Oh, wow. You know, influences, Peter Tosh, Black Uhuru, Burning Spear.
Classic reggae.
Toots
and the Maytals, which I actually had the opportunity, a once in a lifetime thing, to do like 3 dates with him.
Oh wow, very cool.
Yeah, and that like changed my whole perspective on
music,
what music is,
and how to do it, and how to run it.
Because
he'd been doing it for over 30 years.
Yes,
we knew his manager, Mike Kasha. Did you know Mike Kasha?
No, okay. I not met him, but those guys were so humble, and so, because I was thinking the same thing I always think the whole time, I'm like, yes, there's the ingredient, the pie has a little bit of reggae seasoning in there.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily, you know, roots reggae.
Right. I know what you mean.
But, you know, the community has embraced it. We've done multiple festivals.
Yeah, it's a U.S. reggae sound, right?
Yeah.
It's not the whole militant
right.
type of stuff
right.
and
right.
about African, pan-Africanism
right.
and
right.
Those type of issues, but more like island vibes and
right.
love songs and
right.
Party
right.
music a little
right.
bit, right?
Right,
exactly.
Right,
yeah.
right. We just, you know, and you know, the first time that I heard reggae music, or not the first time that I heard it, but the first time that I embraced it was kind of like by default, because I had moved to Puerto Rico, which
okay.
is in the Caribbean, and it's very close to like the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
And my Spanish is terrible. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Everybody out there, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. You're going to live in San Diego. Your Spanish is going to ramp up very quickly.
My Spanish is terrible. So there was a radio station out there, and it would play reggae music, and it came from like the Virgin Islands. Speaking of the Virgin Islands, I know we got the Virgin Islands tuning in right now. Kenny Nassar.
Yeah, man.
So I would turn into this station. And then, like, I would go back to Miami, and I would talk to my friends and be like, hey, man, you ever heard of, you know, this band or that band or this?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, oh, never mind. It was one of those things, like, I have to be completely honest, I wanted to rock out when I was there.
Right.
So I was looking for, like, rock and roll.
Yeah, sure.
And then, like, because I
Your age, rock was really cool.
Yeah.
Stadium tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Stadium band.
Exactly.
A little rock and roll.
So, but by default, I like found this like reggae radio station from the Virgin Islands, and next thing I know, I'm going, okay, well, you know, I understand what they're saying, and it just kind of, it was one of those things like I never ever envisioned myself ever, you know, playing like a Toots of the Maytal cover or anything like that.
Okay.
It just kind of happened. And like the more that I went back to the Caribbean, to Puerto Rico, I started noticing there was like this whole thing. There was like bands like Cultura Profética. If I messed that up, I'm sorry.
No, that's right, Cultura Profética. Yeah, they're a vintage band.
Yeah, man. And
20 years.
Yeah, and I saw them live like at this skate park in San Juan. If any of you guys listening in from Puerto Rico know what the name of that is, let me know. But there's like this skate park on top of this huge building in San Juan. And I went there, and I think it was like this band called Puya.
Okay.
And you know, Cultura playing there. And I said, that's it, man. Like, that's it.
Yeah, they do more like a jazz fusion type of
radio. Yeah, very, very, very.
Those guys met at a musical conservatory in Puerto Rico. That's how they got their start. They met in a conservatory.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And by the way, another Cultura story. I was at this place called La Granja in Miami, in downtown. Shout out if you know what that is.
Okay.
Back in Miami.
That's the farm.
And it's like this place, okay, for you guys who don't know, it's like this rad place that sells like this rotisserie chicken and beans and rice and all that kind of, you know, uh-huh, Latin kind of flavor.
Flavor stuff.
And so I walk in and I'm like, get out of here. Because right next door, it's not American Airlines Arena. It's like Bayfront or something.
Bayfront Park.
Yeah, Bayfront Park in Miami. They were playing there. And the guys was just like getting lunch. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, but like, can I just talk to you guys? Like 2 seconds to just tell you how cool you are.
Yeah.
And they were really cool about it. But, you know, like I said, I guess that's where the rock kind of side of things come, because I was just trying to play guitar. I never wanted to sing.
Okay.
I never planned on singing. That was like something that came with like, I would audition and I'm talking about 17 years old, 18 years old, you know, and I'd be auditioning these singers and I'd be like, no, that's not it. And there was like this one girl that used to hang out all the time at these rehearsals, and she goes, well, why don't you sing it and let them kind of, you know, okay. And I didn't second guess it. I said, okay, I'm going to sing and show you how I think it should go.
All right.
She heard you singing in the shower or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Likely story. It's a likely story. But, you know, so I started singing what I thought this singer in my head is supposed to sound like.
Right.
And then, like, you know, she sat down and she goes, why don't you sing it? I said, never.
Right.
Never is.
A lot of DJs started that way. Spraga Band started that way. A lot of.
Man, I remember Spraga Band. I used to have them on those mixtapes, old school mixtapes.
Yeah. Some of those guys, that's where they started. You know, they just got put in front of the mic, and then just one thing led to another, and they just took off. So that's kind of what happened to you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what happened. I, you know, the only thing that I intentionally set out to do was to be a guitar player.
Okay.
That was it. And then.
You definitely wanted to do music, but you didn't know if you were going to be the lead singer or the co-lead singer or whatever.
I thought I was going to be like, you know, like Kirk Hammett or something for Metallica.
Just sit there and rock out.
Yeah.
That's
all I signed up for, guys. That's all I signed up for.
All right. Well, you got the goatee for us, so you're good.
I got my grill. I got my...
Well, that's very cool. So how long you guys been in the band? How long has Ghostwave been doing their thing?
Well, to answer that accurately, I do so much of the songwriting, production, and everything like that, that, you know, Ghostwave has went through many different, what's the word, incarnations?
Yeah, incarnations.
But when I say that, I'm hearing like, what's that? Encarnacion. What is that? Nacho Libre. So I didn't know if that was right. So, okay, I guess that is right. Incarnations. We went through a lot of incarnations.
Different forms of the
same
band.
Yeah, different forms of the same band. And so, you know, with this current lineup, you know, it's just been briefly since I moved here last year. But I will tell you that the quality of musicianship here in California, like, you know, I'm not stepping on nobody's dreams or anything like that, but if you really, really, really want to see where you're at, come to California.
Yeah. Well, just even just our festivals, right? We have 40 the same bands usually, but they're all really good.
Yes.
You know, most of them are really good, right?
Yeah.
And they all, like, they all want to reach that level. They all want to be the big time.
Exactly.
Right? And they see how hard the big timers work, and a lot of these little bands are working really hard to get to that level or find that vibe where it can, you know, reach more people or, you know, spread their own little message a little better, you know?
Exactly. And you know, and that's what I've been learning a lot since I've been here is, like, the musicianship, the camaraderie, the quality of music. Not to downplay that there aren't great bands coming from Miami all that.
Yeah, we have some great bands from Miami.
You know, there really are.
The Movement's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, the Movement's awesome.
Yeah.
Elevators, right?
Elevators. I think they're from up in, like, Boston, but East Coast, nevertheless. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I thought they were from Florida.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Slow Flow.
Yeah. There's a lot of great bands out there, and like I said, but, you know, the thing with that is like, the scene's been going on for a long time. I can remember somebody that I know, you know, many years ago, you know, opening up for these little bands called The Movement. Opening up for these little bands like, you know, the Supervillains and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it was weird because when we were playing, man, it was like, I mean, there might have been 10 people.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. You know, that happened with some of the bands here, you know, like Revolution used to open up for my friend's band, the Reggae Angels, right?
Wow.
And then they took off, and now they're like one of the biggest bands, and under huge management contract and that kind of stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And we've had Slightly Stupid here, where they grew up here, right? And Tribal Seeds and POD and all that stuff.
Tribal Seeds, man. I remember a long time ago, and I'm pretty sure you guys remember this, the Black Rose in Boca Raton. So this is how long, I'm not going to put an age to the person.
It's not an age challenge.
I'm not going to put an age to the person. But I remember, like, that's so funny you bring up Tribal Seeds and, like, everybody's kind of humble beginnings. I remember, like, opening up for some band.
Yeah.
You know, they go, oh, the Tribal Seeds from California or whatever. Dude, there was like 15 people there.
Yeah.
It was like 15 people.
Yeah.
And that's how long ago. And it's so weird. It's so satisfying at the same time to see this all come full circle and go, I knew one day people would get it.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, at the same time, it's like, it seems like it was like yesterday. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's 10 years fly by when you're in music.
Yeah.
It's inspiring to see a band like that at the very beginning.
Hyrie is another band.
Hyrie.
From here.
She's so talented.
I was working with a band and we would trade off opening up and stuff, and she just huge. She just blossomed super huge, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and then you have a lot of bands from L.A., and then, you know, the Expanders, Ital Vibes, Rise Roots, you know, the list goes on of our California-based reggae music or U.S.-based reggae music, and they're all doing great and doing stuff, you know. Soul Jazz from D.C., you know, the scene has really grown up. You know, like, the thing is, that it's like reggae has been globalized, not just Jamaica that we have reggae. We have reggae from every country and every city. Everybody, there's a little DJ and a sound system in every little town.
Every town.
I swear to God, I swear. You know,
it's true. So
and
true.
You know, it's inspiring. You know, to see some people love the music and, you know, gravitate to the music.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, like Catch a Fire said, Logan from Catch a Fire said, you know, is there something, you know, reggae can be sunshine and the beach. It doesn't have to be like militant and, you know, slaughter or, you know, all about oppression. You know, there can be some nice, you know, there's some positive energy. You know, it doesn't all have to be like that, you know. So
absolutely.
So
absolutely.
So it's nice. So, you know, we wish you a lot of luck and everything, you know. And,
yeah, man. Yeah.
And you guys will be playing here in San Diego in like 10 days.
In 10 days. We've had a really, really great run.
You have been had a little run. I remember when you guys came here, you're like, hey, we just moved here from San Diego. We want to be doing some stuff and blah, blah, blah. And we play our song, and we played the song, and it went off really good. And we built a relationship. And then, I saw you guys booking some shows up in L.A. towards the end of the year.
The whiskey. That was crazy.
So I seen you guys getting some dates and getting some play. So it's exciting for you guys. You know, it's nice to get. It's nice to see someone else is giving you some support.
Yeah, man. So that's really good. And like I said, just being here, like, and I mean this with every fabric of my being. We're so humbled and blessed to be here. And thank you for having us.
No, it's great to have you guys here. So what do you play, Sam?
I'm the bass player, man. Okay. Yeah, I moved here from. I'm not from Florida. I moved here from Seattle like 2 years ago.
And, we got Seattle in the house.
Okay, very cool.
Cross paths with this guy, and he's like, "Man, I need a bass player." So, we just meshed.
You know, in the San Francisco, there's a lot of California bass all the way up and down the coast. There's people rocking music, and you know, we have the Midwest now. Josh Henricks and the Skills.
Josh Henricks.
Yeah, I know Josh.
You know what's so funny about that is like, and once again, I might be dating myself, but I was actually his touring guitar player.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. It was just for one tour. Great guy, and he's come a long way.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. So where can these guys find you online? So where's your social media stuff?
Okay, social media stuff, Ghostwave. But there is no T and there is no E. So that's GHOS7WAV3. I hope I spelled that right. I really
did. You did. You got it.
I was making sure.
I really hope I spelled that right.
I was spelling
right.
It in my head.
I'm playing Winston's Beach Club and OB.
Oh, my goodness.
The 23rd.
Are you serious?
The 23rd.
Yes.
Coming up.
You're going to be making your debut, so we're looking forward to that. Now, you guys have one album out, right? Ghostwave, you have one album.
Yeah, we have one album, which it used to be inside of Carlos Mars Band. But you know what?
So the same music is the same?
It's
the same music.
We just did a name change and all that good stuff because you know what? You got to be like Jimi Hendrix or something to be like, you know, the Jimi Hendrix band. So, you know. So I said, you know.
Well, Ghostwave is a pretty cool name and it's very nice and people on the coast can relate to what a Ghostwave is. Yeah. And, you know, it fits our genre really nice. So it's really cool. So they can find you. Just hit up Ghostwave. The 7 and the 3.
It's on Instagram, on Facebook. You can find us on social media.
Fantastic. Yes. All right. So what's your plans for summer? And another album. What's going on?
It's
in the works.
Like I said, I don't know if I said this, but, you know, we're constantly writing.
Okay.
I'm constantly writing. You have to. If you really want to progress, sometimes... like those songs that you think, that's, you know, whatever. Just do it and learn on it, you know. But anyway, we are in the studio with Steven from Ocean Natives. From Ocean Natives. Big up Steven from Ocean Natives.
Donlin.
Yeah, Donlin. Yeah. And you know, we responded to this Facebook post. And I'm sorry, Steven. But I didn't even know he knew I existed.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
So I hit him up and I'm like, hey, man, I was like, this band called Ghostwave, we might be interested in doing this record. But he goes, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I've been trying to get out to your show. Like,
wow.
And it was like 2 seconds. Like, okay, look, you're booked next week. I said, okay. All right. So we have this like unreleased material that we've been playing at like our live shows. We just played 710. Last week,
I think it was Pacific Beach, 17 Beach Club.
You know what? I have to be completely honest about it. I was blown away because we played there on tour like a year or two ago or something like that. And, you know, it was like 15 people. You know?
Yeah.
So I move out here. We play it again. It's like 25 people. Mm-hmm. Dude, and I will tell you, this kind of magic I've not seen in a long time. We went to play that place on a Tuesday night. We saw the opening band, and we're like, dude, it's packed in here for a Tuesday, but you know what? They're going to leave as soon as the first band's done. That's how it works.
Yeah. Sometimes they bring their fans.
Yeah. Then, like, to my surprise, there was like people coming in, like more people coming in when we started to play at like 10:30 on Tuesday. The place is just packed.
Yeah, and they love the Cali Roots sound. They love it out here. They really do. They really do. Even more so than the classic Jamaicans. Even more so than classic Jamaicans either.
Yeah.
I mean, like some of these artists that come through, you know, Jamaican artists that have a reputation, been around for 10, 15 years, they don't get the same love the California and the USA.
It's like that Cali sound.
Yeah.
And these kids were, Sam, Paul, you guys saw this. There wasn't a moment in the show. You know how some shows like start out and it's like energy, it's like popcorn out there and everybody's jumping up and down doing this stuff. Dude, from the beginning of the first note to the end note, everybody was just for 2 hours. Like just, and I couldn't believe it. We look at each other going, like we had a moment.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We had a video, and at the end of the second song, we both just give each other a high five, and at the end, and then we do the last note, and it just boom. It was awesome.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, look, no two people's trip in this world's the same, but so far, mine's been really cool out here in Cali. Thank you, California.
Well, you have a lot of competition. You know, I downloaded a lot of music. I got about 1,200 albums this year and almost 1,000 singles. So, you know, you definitely have to make your mark. And there's a lot of bands out there, and then I hope you guys do great. Hope you guys do great.
You know, at the end of the day, man, you know.
And like, that's worldwide. That's worldwide. Yeah. That's not just United States.
And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the same thing that's been driving me all these years is what's going to continue to drive me. I just love to play these songs. I really do. You know, having like a crowd that listens to it, dude, that really is just a bonus.
That's sweet.
You know, being able to play it, being able to have someone request me to perform or accept a submission for me to perform, you know, that's the reward. And you know, whether it reaches 3 million or 3, I'm just as happy.
No, you got some good tunes. The couple few tunes that you gave me, I played those, and those were fun. And I want to get the whole album from you again.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. But hey, great. It's been so great to have you, Sam, Carlos.
Yes.
Paul, super great to have you.
Oh, we can't forget Paul over here, guys.
He's our manager, Paul, over there.
He's doing the video thing.
I really got to hand it to you, man, because, you know, people move out here to do stuff, but they don't usually bring their manager, you know?
And cool. Look, we...
You guys are serious.
Look, we're serious about it, man.
You got to come check out our live show, dude.
He's going to be there.
I'm going to be there. Next Wednesday. I'll be your host. I'll be your DJ.
Awesome.
I'll be introducing you to
All right, dude.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's been a pleasure and a joy to have you guys here. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, brother.
Likewise.